why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Well, here we are, once again, the start of another week, and here I am, Monday night edition. And we have a special guest tonight. As I mentioned to you, we would have a special guest tonight. Now, I'll introduce him in just a moment or so. I would like to ask a little bit of spiritual help for a friend of mine who I alluded to last week. We were talking about fluoridation of water and the way it's killing off Americans in pretty substantial numbers now, from what we're reading. I have a friend who just went through a kidney operation, had one kidney removed because of a cancerous tumor, never had an ill day in his life, and the other one, of course, is not too good, his other kidney, and they certainly made it worse in the hospital by giving him the things he shouldn't have, and also by treating him with drugs that he was allergic to. So he's not doing too well as of today, I heard. He was doing okay, but today he's having a problem. So anyway, I just would ask your forbearance, those of you out there who do pray and who pray daily and think of those who need prayer, just think of Joe and pray for Joe, that the Lord might heal him and raise him up and restore his other kidney, that he might survive and grow and be healthy once again. So I would just ask you to do that. Thank you, all of you. Now, we are going to have with us tonight, in just a moment or so, we'll introduce him after the break, someone that was here before, and it's his son-in-law. It's his son-in-law that is in federal prison serving a sentence for something he did not do. He was railroaded into prison, and of course he had the position of being a Border Patrol agent for the U.S. So naturally, he has been serving a sentence in prison along with other agents, some of whom have served the sentence, for one reason or another, railroaded by the likes of U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton. And he, of course, is Ignacio Ramos. And his father-in-law, Joe Loya, will be with me tonight, right after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Hear what he has to say. The TX Minutemen are certainly helping, and others as well. I'm not trying to leave anyone out. There are many good organizations and people who are rooting for him and who, of course, are working for his release. As Congressman Dana Rohrabacher has said, there are so-called, terrorists now who are being treated far better than Mr. Ramos, Agent Ramos. So we want to talk about him tonight and the war against America by the Bush administration. So we'll do that when we return. You jump aboard, 800-313-9443 is the number to be on the program. And the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Can you imagine the need for a Radio Free America in America, of all places? Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. We'll begin in just 3 minutes with Joe Loya.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now, and we are going to begin by mentioning our guest again, Joe Loya. He's the father-in-law of Agent Ramos, and he's using up his own retirement now to try to get some justice for his daughter and her husband, who, of course, has never had a blemish on his record with the Border Patrol. And Joe, of course, is being on the border to provide all with Ramos prison updates and information on reversing the sentence of Mr. Ramos and that of others who have been railroaded as well. And let me say hello to you, Joe Loya. Welcome back to the program. Good to have you back, Joe. We haven't talked to you in a long time. He dropped off? Joe's dropped off? Okay. Well, I told you there would be a problem. I told you that there would be a problem. The powers that be are not happy with this program and this network bringing to you these kinds of programs with victims of the New World Order and of this corrupt, vile, ugly administration. The war crimes that it has committed against not only an innocent people overseas, but committed against the American public and those that are serving her, like Agent Ramos. So I'm not surprised. There has been phone interference. There has been interference with the net. There has been various and sundry forms of interference with receiving the signals from time to time. And that's the reason that I did not mention until now we would be having Mr. Lawyer on tonight. Joe Lawyer, father-in-law of Ignacio Ramos. Do we have him back? All right, let me say hello. Are you there, Joe?
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Thank goodness. Yes, we have you. Okay, we straightened that problem out. Thank goodness you're back, and welcome back to my program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Rick.
Well, I introduced you, and, of course, those who don't know, who have never heard you before, who listen to me regularly with all of our new listeners, you, of course, as I said, you have now reached the point where you're working long hours, you have a business, you're trying to help your daughter, who's married to Agent Ramos, and you have done everything so far that you can physically do and humanly do, and prayer, of course, as well, to set the record straight on Agent Ramos and to have his conviction reversed, right?
Right. I've been on this case from the very beginning. I have spent hundreds of hours on this case. And if it were not for my investigation and for reading and studying the transcripts and all the statements given by the agents who turned government witness to save their own skin. Had it not been for that, and for also looking at other cases that have been prosecuted by Johnny Sutton and his Western District, there's a pattern here. There's a viciousness in these people, and they're unethical, absolutely overzealous, and they'll do anything to get a conviction and win a case, especially against United States law enforcement agents, deputies, police, whoever, and especially when it has to do with illegal Mexican aliens. And this is what happened with the case of Ramos, Compion, David Sipes, Gary Brugman, Gilmer Hernandez. And as a matter of fact, I just got in last night from Gilmer Hernandez's homecoming in Rock Springs, Texas. We went over there.
He's just been released.
It was released a week ago, and they had a homecoming in this little town of 1,200 people. But we did have a very good turnout, and even Congressman Ted Poe of Texas was there yesterday in support of Gilmer Hernandez. And he did 10 months out of a one-year sentence. And Ramos and Compion will have to serve out their whole sentences of 11 and 12 years unless we get something done where they should be released, whether it be through an appeal or whether it be through a pardon. We lost hope for a pardon already by George Bush, because George Bush is a dear friend, as he calls his friend Dunny Sutton. He appointed him. He appointed the judge in our case, Kathleen Cardone. He appointed, of course, Alberto Gonzalez, who is gone, and Tony Snow, who is gone. And all these people have been very adamant against Ramos and Compion, not knowing the facts. President Bush has been lied to by Johnny Sutton and by Gonzalez and Tony Snow. President Bush had the time to study this case or put somebody on the case, he would find out the truth, and these guys would never have been going to prison, or at least they would have been their sentence would have been commuted by now, and they would have been released, because these two young agents are good American patriots. They served in the Navy for 12 years. They served in the U.S. Border Patrol 14 years combined. They were involved in over 100 drug busts, while other agents may be going dirty and accepting bribes and helping with the illegal flow into the United States and the drugs and all. These agents never did anything wrong. The only thing they did was wound this drug smuggler, and they didn't even know that he had been wounded until a month later. And they did it in self-defense, because Agent Compion was actually assaulted and beat up by the illegal alien who now sits across the border here from El Paso. It's only about 20 minutes from my house, actually.
That's where you are, yes.
Waiting for his $5 million lawsuit that he filed against U.S. Border Patrol, and that Johnny Sutton has defended. Johnny Sutton has defended this drug smuggler as if he was a defense attorney for the drug smuggler and not the U.S. attorney for the United States.
Well, you know, now we've been hearing a lot, and tonight I want to review the specifics of your son-in-law's case because, you know, that's the one we're going to concentrate on, and you have reviewed the court records like no one else has, so you're familiar with the situation and how Johnny Sutton apparently lied to the jury and managed to convince a, quote, jury, unquote, of his peers to convict him and railroad him. But I also want to suggest that, you know, many people have come forward, Joe, as you know, with various explanations as to why people like Johnny Sutton not only are there to begin with in the so-called justice system, but are actually protected. And who is it that's protecting them? And what is behind this protection racket? Now, one of the most obvious reasons that has come up, and I can't furnish proof or evidence myself, but certainly others have theorized with some pretty substantial evidence that indeed U.S. Officials have been bribed now by the drug lords and heavily paid, including some people in Congress, to protect their interest in the United States. After all, we are talking about a multi-billion dollar industry annually, and we know that in addition to the drug lords and their peers and so forth, that there are, of course, agents within the Mexican government who also have representatives in the United States Congress and in the White House who are batting for them, not American citizens and American patriots like Ramos and Compeon. So those are two things that come to mind, and maybe if you feel like, if you feel led to, that's up to you, you can theorize as well or give us an explanation, because there is no logical explanation other than that to understand why a guy like Sutton should even be there, never mind how he can get away with what he's gotten away with.
Right. Well, it has been suggested, Rick, by many, many people, and I've received thousands of emails, thousands of letters, and it has been suggested by many, many people who feel that Johnny Sutton has to be corrupt, has to have ties with a Mexican cartel because of the work that he has done for Mexico. Not only that, but I understand he used to work for the Mexican TV station, Univision. Also, not long ago, maybe 2 to 3 months ago, he did a two-page interview in the Mexican newspaper telling them that it was a good conviction of Ramos and Compeon, and he used the same lies that he's been telling the American people. I was scheduled for a debate with him back in July, and he backed off at the last minute.
The last minute, he didn't show.
That's another story, but still, it has been suggested. Many people believe that Johnny Sutton is corrupt, and especially when it comes to prosecution and lying to get our Border Patrol agents. He's gotten 5 Border Patrol agents already in prison. 2 of them are out already. But still, it's not right. This guy is worse, a lot worse than Mike Nifong. Absolutely a lot worse, and so are his prosecutors. Now, Johnny Sutton didn't sit through this trial in El Paso. His two assistant U.S. attorneys, Deborah Kainoff and Jose Luis Gonzalez, are the ones that tried this case. And the original prosecutor in the case, Brandy Gardoff, got off the case about 6 months after the indictment of Ramos and Compeon. Because I guarantee you absolutely why she got off the case. They wanted to put a Hispanic prosecutor on the case, knowing well that 80% of the jurors would be Hispanic here in El Paso, as 80% of the population is Hispanic. But we have a lot of good people in El Paso, Rick, a lot of good Hispanic Americans. And I tell you what, we have a big underground population of illegals and even legal Mexicans who hate America. But we keep them pretty well under control here because we've got about 1,200 Border Patrolmen in El Paso.
All right. We have the music. We'll take a break. We will be back with Joe Loya, father-in-law of Agent Ramos. and we'll talk about the movement to get this adjudicated, to get him freed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a shame and a dark, dark spot on America. We'll be back. We'll take your calls, too. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
We're back, and we will take calls in just a short time. Those of you on the line, please stay with us. We're talking with Joe Loya, and Joe, where do we begin? You spent hundreds of hours, literally, reviewing all of the evidence in the case of your son-in-law, Agent Ramos, Ignacio Ramos, and you managed to sift through a lot of the shenanigans, the lies, the deception, the contradictory questioning, testimony, sequence of events, and so forth, on the part of the Sutton presentation to the jury. What stands out, if you could relate it to our audience tonight, prominently in this barrage, apparently, of false prosecution of Agent Ramos and Compion?
Well, first of all, the people need to know what Johnny Sutton has not been telling them. The first thing is there was 9 agents, including 2 supervisors at the scene. There was also 9 drug smugglers. It wasn't just that one that got wounded.
Mm-hmm.
6 of them ran back across the river, Compion testified to.
Right.
And then, of course, there was 3 others that were there to pick him up. after the shooting. Well, like I said before, Rick, nobody knew that this guy had been wounded, this drug smuggler, until he contacted a border patrolman in Arizona who grew up with him, who is a good friend of him, of his, rather. And this is how we find out. But when Johnny Sutton says they shot an unarmed man 15 times in the back, boy, this guy must be Superman. That's the 15 shots is a number that the prosecution made up. The shooting him in the back, that is a lie. Shooting him in the buttocks is a lie. Even though one of the jurors, I can't go into that because that's still under seal. But anyway, I know that the doctor who removed the bullet fragment at William Bowman Army Hospital here in El Paso testified that this smuggler had to be in a running position and pointing back at Agent Ramos with his left arm to receive the wound
on his
left side of his left buttock. The trajectory went from left to right, severed his urethra, and lodged in his right groin on the surface. It was just a superficial cut to remove the bullet fragment, which was never matched, by the way, to Ramos's gun. Ramos admitted, Compion admitted immediately that they had fired their weapons. What could have happened here, Rick, is that these guys, Ramos and Compion, could have gotten a 3 to 5 day suspension without pay for an administrative policy violation. But that would have had applied to all the other agents at the scene. Now, in order to save their own skin and thinking they could save their job, Rick, we have three agents, Oscar Juarez, we have Arturo Vasquez, and David Hawkins. Three agents turned government witness, and I've read the statements they gave Homeland Security agent Christopher Sanchez, and they gave three statements. They gave a statement in March and April and September of 2005, and all the statements are different. They're all different. They fabricated lies and changed everything entirely, and you won't believe this, Rick, but on the stand, they admitted, and this is in the transcripts. You can go to agentramos.com and read the transcripts, and there's a few other links where you can read the transcripts. But the three agents testified that they were threatened with an indictment if they didn't change their statements so that they could get a conviction on Ramos and Compion. You won't believe this either. Gary Weiser, who represented the agent, excuse me, I have a call, that represented agent Oscar Juarez, also is the personal attorney of Deborah Kanoff, the lead prosecutor in this case. How convenient that I bet you Deborah Kanoff got Gary Weiser to represent her key witness in the case. But he admitted on the stand that he got called into his attorney's office one day, Gary Weiser, and when he walked in, he said, if you don't change your statement, you're going to get indicted. He admitted that he lied. On the stand, he admitted that he changed statements three times because he was threatened by the U.S. attorneys. But that's not the only lie of Johnny Sutton. Johnny Sutton also says that when this drug smuggler ran after he tried to ditch his 743 pounds of marijuana into the canal, that when he ran up on the other side of the canal and had this encounter with Agent Compion, that Agent Compion fell head first into the canal. Canal is 15 feet deep and always carries 2 to 3 feet of water, mud, sludge. Now, this is also public record because this is what he said in the hearing when we were in Washington, the hearing that was chaired by Dianne Feinstein of California. Now, if Agent Compion had gone headfirst into the canal in trying to strike, allegedly trying to strike Davila, the drug smuggler, with a shotgun, how in the world was he able to catch him 40 feet later? I mean, it would have taken him probably half a minute much more to get out of the canal by then.
Unless he could fly, I suppose. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The smuggler would have been in Mexico, which was 100 yards away, and yet Johnny Sutton says that that the smuggler was running like a rabbit.
It's amazing, absolutely amazing, this clown. All right, we'll come back. We'll take a call or two in between, and, of course, we'll take your calls on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, I'm back now with Joe Lawyer and, of course, his son-in-law's agent, Ramos, sitting in prison, serving about a dozen-year prison sentence for defending America, not for any crimes, but for the crime, if you will, of defending our borders. And we see that, as Howard Phillips has written, convictions for gang rape and murder should make execution quick and sure, but not a 13-year delay. Now, of course, we're talking about Medellin was born in Mexico, but spent much of his childhood in the USA. He was 18 in June of 1993 when he and other members of the black and white gangs in Houston encountered teens Jennifer Ertman and Elizabeth Pina on a railroad trestle as the girls were taking a shortcut home. Of course, they were gang raped and then strangled. Their bodies were found 4 days later. Medellin was arrested a few days after the killings. He was told he had a right to remain silent and have a lawyer present, but the police did not tell him that he could request assistance from the Mexican consulate under the 1963 treaty that we had. Medellin was given a written confession. He was convicted of murder in the course of a sexual assault, a capital offense in Texas. Now, a judge sentenced him to death October of 1994. In 2003, Mexico sued the United States in the International Court of Justice in The Hague on behalf of Medellin and their arrests. 50 other Mexicans as well on death row. Mexico has no death penalty. The International Court ruled for Mexico, as you probably know, Joe, in 2004, saying the sentences and convictions should be reviewed by U.S. courts. Now, here's the whole point here. These people that have been convicted, illegal aliens who avoid deportation, continue to rape, continue to murder U.S. citizens without provocation, and someone like Agent Ramos and Compion and others are sentenced to an outrageous prison term for petty, quote, infractions, if even that, of the U.S. Code. Now, there's something wrong with that picture there, Joe, and I know you know it, and I'm wondering how many other Americans care to know better and do something about it.
Right. On that Geneva Convention treaty on the on this Medellin, let's go back about a year or two ago when Fox was still president of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We, here in Texas, of course, Texas puts more people to death than all the other states combined every year.
Mm-hmm.
But a Mexican national, illegal also, that had killed a Dallas policeman during a drug deal, was sentenced to death. And Fox called George Bush and told him to pardon this guy, to commute his sentence, to give him a life sentence instead of letting him go ahead and execute him, give him a lethal injection. Well, Bush declined. He let this guy go, and he was put to death. And at that time, Fox was planning a trip to visit Bush for 3 days at the Crawford Ranch, and he canceled that trip. From that case of this guy that killed the Dallas policeman is where they got this second one on Medellin.
Mm-hmm.
I understand there's 51 others now, and
yes,
that will,
yes, that's right,
that will now try to use the same, because now Bush has gone ahead and honored their request. Now, so much, this is the same as the Ramos Compion case. We also have a new case in Tucson, Arizona, of Nicholas Corbett, another Border Patrolman who had to kill an illegal alien who attacked him with a big rock.
Corbett, yes.
Yes, and he's been charged with second-degree murder. He will be tried in Tucson in January. It was going to be the state against Corbett. They have made it a federal case now. I don't know how they changed it. I guess from federal to state state to federal property where this happened. But we're talking about another young 39-year-old Nicholas Corbett who killed this illegal in self-defense. Now, they're going to use the Geneva. When these people make arrests, right, this is something I guess they'll have to add to everybody in law enforcement, that you got to ask them what's your nationality. I guess you've got to start calling the whole world to tell them that we've got one of their people here committed a crime, come and defend him. You know, it just doesn't make sense. We have our own laws. They have their laws. I've lived in El Paso all my life, 65 years. For 65 years, I've lived within 10 minutes from the Mexican border. I have seen all the crime. I have seen all the hate that the Mexicans have for America and for our people. And they say this country is made up of immigrants. Yes, but you know what? The immigrants that, like my grandfathers and great-grandfather, came here, and my great-grandfather was born here 157 years ago, so I don't know how much farther I can go.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the people that came through the Statue of Liberty 100 years ago and more came here waving American flags, and their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are still waving American flags. They didn't come in here waving the Mexican flag, burning our flag, and stomping on our flag.
Absolutely not. I'm going to take a phone call now, 800-313-9443. You might want to offer some words for Joe Loya here, our guest tonight, and we'll tell you how you can get in touch with him, how you can help the movement. It's been a tremendous burden of cost for him and for his family, his daughter, who's married to Agent Ramos, and his grandchild as well. So let's start off with Ernie in Virginia right now. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Joe. In my view, this is the greatest miscarriage of justice of my lifetime to see what happened to Agents Ramos and Campion. It's just totally unbelievable. And I want you to know, Joe, I have called my congressmen and various senators, and I've asked them to help repeatedly. And I also watched the hearings, the Senator Feinstein's hearing, and also Congressman Robacher in the House hearing. And I was very disappointed more action wasn't taken, and that your son-in-law is not out of jail or given some relief, moved out of solitary confinement and treated better. It's most disappointing that Congress has not had more sway in getting action here and some relief for your family.
Well, yes, Ernie, I would really appreciate all your support. But let me tell you another thing. These guys are in isolation, and the one of the charges or the counts was a 924 section C, which gives them a mandatory 10-year sentence. That law was not written to be used against law enforcement. That law was written to be used against drug dealers, murderers, and rapists. And the way it reads is assault with a deadly weapon in relation to committing a crime of violence. They were not committing a crime of violence. They were defending themselves. They were defending our country. They were doing their job. They had to make split-second decisions. And when this drug smuggler pointed at them with a shiny object, doesn't matter whether it was a gun or not, you don't point at law enforcement when they're chasing you as if you're going to shoot them. And this is what happened that day. And this was the testimony. Of course, Johnny Sutton says he was unarmed. Why? Because Davila, the drug smuggler, told Johnny Sutton that he was unarmed. That's the only reason Johnny Sutton keeps telling the nation that they shot at this guy 15 times, an unarmed man. Well, how come Johnny Sutton still keeps calling this drug smuggler a doper, a scumbag, and a piece of dirt when he says he's got no proof to put this guy behind bars? Well, he never could anyway. I'd like to see him call the American consulate or the Mexican consulate and tell him to hand him over the way he's been prosecuting our agents on the demand of the Mexican consulate and the Mexican government. But, Ernie, thank you so much, sir.
Yes, but I wanted to add one thing, Joe. Unfortunately, I think the timing of this case and what Rick brought up, this world court interference and the Mexican council. It's the key. And you're caught right in the middle of the timing and the promise by the administration. There was a reversal to comply with the world court. And President Bush has gone against his home state of Texas, and where there was an appeals case involving Medellin, and they could not survive the overcome the appeals case, and the Supreme Court last Wednesday agreed to hear the case, which is ridiculous from my viewpoint, because why would the Supreme Court even consider giving the UN World Court or the International Court jurisdiction over all our judiciary?
So what the Bush administration's pushing for, internationalization.
You're being victimized by external factors here, by an administration that is more beholden to the one world government and this North American Union and open borders agenda, and the law of the sea treaty that's coming up shortly to further undermine our national sovereignty. So we have an administration that is committing treason and using Ramos and Campion in order to get their way with the world court, or at least to appease the world court. You're being victimized.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and that's why I brought it up, Ernie. What is going on is a globalist agenda here, and this is the Bush administration lying and lying to Congress as well about what kinds of treaties exist and how they will not allegedly affect American sovereignty, which, of course, is the biggest lie of all. Now, here's a classic example of America's sovereignty being eroded further in this case, this Medellin case, and now, of course, these other cases, and why they're not being dealt with fairly and judiciously. Mr. Sutton is definitely, as far as I'm concerned, he is a totally corrupt individual, and he is a poster child for the drug lords.
I couldn't agree more, Rick. And I would hope that Joe, in his appeals case, could somehow find this is relevant to the case, in my view.
Yeah.
But how do you make that linkage? It would be a challenge. The timing of the conviction and the actions and reversal by the administration. See, the administration initially said no to overturning that case or going against the world court. But then they had a change of heart or whatever and decided to back up the world court. So they're being hamstrung here by external events. And how can you get a fair trial? How can anyone get a fair trial when the administration is committing treason against the American people on a grand scale?
Well, you know that George Bush could have commuted the sentences of Ramos and Compeon just the way he did with Scooter Libby.
Scooter Libby, and how about all the drug peddlers back in
right.
December?
I think there was 14 of them at the end of his last term. That he pardoned drug dealers. I mean, I don't know. I heard a rumor in Rock Springs, Texas, when I attended Gelmer Hernandez's homecoming yesterday and the day before, that the Bushes have a lot of money in Pemex. Pemex is Petróleos Mexicanos, which is the Mexican petroleum, and that this is the reason why they cater to the Mexican government, and they will do anything that the Mexican government demands on the Mexican consulate, and so does Johnny Sutton. Also heard from somebody called me and told me that the judge in our case also owns properties in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So we've been up against a stone wall from the very beginning. It's been very, very. It certainly has taken a toll on my daughter and I as we have traveled the whole nation. I think I've spoken in 30 different cities, and I've been gone almost every weekend this year from home. And have pretty much neglected my business because of my commitments all over the nation. But I'm going to stay on this case as long as it takes. And I told my son-in-law, I saw him Friday. I went to the prison in Phoenix, Arizona. Remember, I traveled 2,000 miles this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday just to go see my son-in-law in Phoenix, and then traveled another 1,000 miles to Rock Springs, Texas, to meet Gelmer Hernandez, who wanted to talk to me. Because he knows that all the media attention that we have gotten on the case also helped him, because Johnny Sutton wanted to sentence him to 7 years. The government wanted 15 years. And because of the publicity, the media attention to our case, he was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day.
Yeah, but that conviction prevents him from returning to law enforcement. That needs to be overturned for Gelmer Hernandez also.
Right. That's what we're going to work on. We're working... I personally am working. I'm not working with anybody. I do 12, 14 hours a day on these cases, not just Ramos and Compeon. I think that all these guys should be exonerated. Gelmer Hernandez, Gary Bruckman, David Sipes has already been cleared by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Our appeal, the oral arguments in our appeal will be heard by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, tentatively set for December the 3rd. And then they will have 60 days to respond. Ignacio, my son-in-law, we call him Nacho, was very sad when he found out, because, I don't know, he's just real optimistic that he's going to get out, and he certainly wanted to get out before Christmas so he gets stranded with his three boys. I have three grandsons with Nacho and my daughter, Monica. I have a total of seven grandchildren, but three of them. And We have little Jacob, who is 7. We have Ryan, who is 10, and then Aaron, who is 14. Mm-hmm. And Ignacio spent all his time coaching baseball, T-ball, and football. This is all that he did in his spare time.
Joe, what can we do? What can the listeners on Rick's show do to help you at this late hour? I mean, we've tried calls. Personally, I've sent a donation to the Legal Defense Fund for the Federal Border Security Agents. Mm-hmm. And what can we do now to help you at this hour of crisis?
Well, you know, this is something I've been working on for quite a while. I've been trying to get people to call the Democrats and tell them to get involved, because right now 95% of our support is coming from Republicans all over the nation. I know that people that who were for amnesty, that people who support illegal immigration, I know that those people also support La Raza, which is the biggest racist group in America.
Joe, I have called more Democrats than I have Republicans.
Yes, but still, they will not get involved. Why is it that they will not get involved? What's happening in America, mm-hmm. and what's happening with this tsunami of illegals coming in through Texas, yeah. New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Reaching the breaking point now. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Ernie, for the call.
Hey, Rick.
And I will follow up on that question. All right. Be right back with our guest, Joe Loya. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The New World Order thought police are on the run. because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back now. Don't forget the website also is www.agentramos.com. Agentramos.com. And that certainly will get you to the website. Let me take Joe in Texas, who is one of the people that is volunteering every weekend to go to the borders. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, brother?
All right. You're on with Joe Lawyer. Say hello to Joe.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, brother, I know what you're going through, man. Yeah, I do, man. I've called the representatives, brother, and senators, and it's like talking to a wall, man. But, Joe, I'm down here like close to Eagle Pass, about 75 miles, and this weekend we had some people come across the border, had drugs and had guns, and I'm not going to tell you where I live, Joe, or none of that, but I'll say this. I know what's coming across, brother. And, they're going to hold, and I'm sorry. I mean, I'm kind of emotional, dude, because I had to take a life this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, when your family has to be put in jail for 10 years, being a government person like that, Joe. There's something wrong with our country, brother.
Absolutely, Joe. I know that Texas Minutemen are here now at Fabens, where this incident occurred between Ramos Compian and Davila, the drug smuggler. And well, I will be joining them Wednesday. They want me to come out there and visit with them out there on the border. That's only about a 30 to 40 minute drive from El Paso.
But you know what, Joe? When Texas has a history, man. Texas has a history, and some people may or may not forget. And is that there's a lot of Mexican Americans who helped fight in Texas against Mexico, mm-hmm. and the tyranny Santa Anna was. And I'm sorry, Joe, that our own government is now the tyranny, and I don't think that your family needs to be in there. They don't deserve to be in there, and I wish we had representatives and senators, and all we can keep doing is letting our voice be heard, brother. And I know those babies. I know what's going on because my daughter's been raped by illegal gang members. Mm. They got her involved in gangs and drugs, and I know what's going on. And I call as much as I can, and but I'm concerned, Joe, because I feel like they're not hearing us. I feel they're not hearing us, and
I know when you call too, Joe, you are holding back a lot. You can't reveal everything.
Oh man, Rick, it's breaking my heart, brother, because I don't want to. I don't want to shoot somebody, Rick.
I understand.
You know, brother, I don't, man, but when, and it's not revenge against my daughter and things like that, brother, but when I see what it's doing to the people, and then I see people like Joe's family
mm-hmm.
suffering for doing their job, there's
mm-hmm.
something wrong, Rick.
Yes. It is an evil
and
that
I just,
must be exposed
and
brought down.
You know, I don't want to tell Joe he's hitting his head against the wall, but God, brother, it seems as what is,
You want to stay on the line for a few more
minutes?
Yeah,
if I can.
Joe Loy, I know you're suffering with a cold. Can you stay?
Oh, no, don't worry.
Can
I'm
you
okay,
stay?
Rick.
All right. Well, that's all right. We don't want to overdo it on you.
Don't worry.
You
I'm
stay
okay.
where you are, then. Thank you, Joe. All right, we'll be back with Joe Loy and Agent Ramos's father-in-law on the program tonight. Don't be a stranger. There's a line available for you, 800-313-9443. With